Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Jennifer Nielsen of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, talking beef marketing with Jennifer in just a moment. John Fenderson is Bayer Westbred's Wheat Technical Product Manager for the Southern Plains.
John, tell me what you're seeing right now out in the country as we get ready to plant this 2023 hard red winter wheat crop.
I don't think I've seen as much land preparation this far along at this time of year in quite some time. There's a lot of ground that's sitting there that is it's ready to plant. They're getting ready, and obviously they're trying to get some forage because of the shortage of forages, things they need to think about. Do I have any moisture in the top part of the soil? Should I dust this wheat in or should I sock it in the ground? Weigh your options. Make sure that that is the wise decision. I know that we're dry and we need the forage, but you need to take into consideration what the downside effects are as well, combined with those upside effects if we do get moisture and if we can produce some fall forage.
See your Westbred dealer or check out the varieties available for you at westbred.com.
We're talking today with Jennifer Nielsen. Jennifer, let's talk about what your priorities are as we go through the second half of 2022, look into the new year of 2023 as well. One thing I know that you're paying a lot of attention right now is what's going on in the mind of consumers and how that maybe is different from a few years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Consumers post-COVID, we have learned that one of the key things that they're doing a lot different is shopping online, as we all know and have heard. And so one of the things that we're spending a lot of time with is learning how do you get in front of them. And as they're doing their online shopping, they're putting beef in the cart. And so we've been working with national programs, big brands such as Sam's Club, Walmart, Costco, Kroger, and even McDonald's and DoorDash and things like that, so that we can really take advantage of an online platform when people are making choices for their protein and helping them be enticed to buy beef.
Is beef, it's what's for dinner, still viable, you think?
Absolutely. In fact, we've done some research over the last 5 years or so, and we've seen that Beef It's What's for Dinner is a top-tier brand. In fact, 67% of all consumers finds that brand to be recognizable. And what's interesting about this is that what is important about brand? Well, what we find is that consumption directly correlates with brand recognition with Beef It's What's for Dinner brand. So we know that by investing in this brand and being upfront with our brand is driving the purchase of beef. When you look under the hood a little bit, though, with the brand recognition, we've recently discovered that over time, the 18 to 34-year-old category has less awareness of that brand. In fact, it's in the low 40s. And so we're starting to turn our attention to not only expanding the awareness and keeping that equity broad scale, but how do we really get into the hearts and minds of the younger generations so that they can continue to pick beef as we all do as the older population. So very important. One of the things that so many of you've heard of already is the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300 at Daytona International Speedway. We've done that the last 2 years and are just about to announce here at the end of August that we're doing it a third. Some of that work is really all around how do we get more on broadcast and how do we create awareness of that brand and help people to have fandom for beef.
You've mentioned the fact that those younger consumers maybe not quite aware of Beef It's What's for Dinner, but same token, you've really put a lot of resources into those electronic platforms, the social media platforms, to try to target consumers to enjoy beef.
That's right. So, one of the reasons we believe that brand awareness has somewhat been depleted over time is that with all of the sophisticated ways that we market now, it allows brands to get very targeted with their communications. And so we have done just that. And what we're learning is that we need to be targeted and we also need to go broad so that we're really hitting, it's a yes and, we're doing both of those things instead of just being targeted with specific consumers. That's good, but it's not enough. we need to do both. And so some of the work that we're doing, not only with the Beef 300 at Daytona, but in addition to that, our work with Tony Romo as a spokesperson is another way that we're not just engaging through a campaign, but now using a spokesperson that has appeal broadly and with the younger generation so that we can get into the hearts and minds of more people.
NCBA's Jennifer Nielsen. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got Labor Day 38 coming up, offering 63,000 head on the 7th and 8th of September. It'll be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Wednesday, feeder steers and heifers from across the country. Then Thursday, weaned calves and calves on cows. Call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.